We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Now, here is your host, Mike Kelly.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. Welcome to this week's Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast, brought to you by our friends at Shelter Insurance. Coming up this week, we will have our weekly conversation with Mizzou football coach Barry Odom. You will hear from Tigers quarterback Drew Locke on the heels of Missouri's homecoming win, 65-33 over the Memphis Tigers. And I'll sit down with Tigers basketball coach Konzo Martin as he gets set for his second season at Mizzou. First up, homecoming Saturday. Missouri takes care of business. The Tigers knock off Memphis 65-33. Drew Locke was 23 of 29, 350 yards passing, and four touchdowns. Afterwards, he sat down with Chris Gervino.
Drew, thanks for your time. That was more like a today, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, we felt like ourselves today. Memphis played their butts off. Credit to them. They were a good defense. We came out and executed. Talk about just bringing our A game every week and not beating ourselves. And when we do that, we can beat anybody.
Interesting game, to say the least, in a lot of ways. You jump out 21-0. They make a run, 21-17. But, boy, then you guys really put the pedal to the metal and got it going as the day wore on.
Yeah, no, we talk about adversity. We've been through pretty much everything to where we start out fast. They have a couple punches at us, but you know, we just stared right down the barrel. Just keep playing. You get the punches, just roll with the punches, and you got four quarters, so keep playing.
You and Albert O hooked up, I think, three times today. That looked a lot like late last season, that second half when you two were in sync so often.
Yeah, he played really well. I'm excited for him to get back into the swing of things and, you know, kind of be himself. I think we had all those tight ends play really well today. I think with how well they balance out each other, it's one of our better units.
Finally, let me look ahead with you to next week. You'll be back here at home, which I know you enjoy. The Kentucky Wildcats come calling. They're off to a nice start this year.
Yes, they're playing really well right now. We'll have to look at their film. Obviously, haven't done much film study on them yet, but I know it's going to be a good defense. They're definitely going to fly around, and they're going to be able to make plays, and their offense is pretty good as well. So it's going to be a shootout. We're going to have fun playing it, and we'll worry about that tomorrow, but you know, we'll enjoy this one tonight.
All right, young man, quite a game for you today. Thanks, as always, for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Chris Gervino with Drew Locke. Here's my weekly conversation with Barry Odom.
What a game of runs. I mean, basketball season is still a couple of weeks away, but you score 21, they score 17, you score 20, and then you put the game away. But it was an interesting set of circumstances, wasn't it?
It was, and a lot of times, you know, you don't know how the game's going to lay out in front of you once it gets going, the flow of the game. But I thought, you know, the challenge that one of them that I had for our team, and you know, they responded really well. Let's go out and let's get a fast start. Let's get Try to get some points on the board. Let's make a stop. Need to be have an impact play somewhere in special teams, and all three of those happen. But then a little bit of felt like a state of relaxed, and they scored, field goal, then scored again, and I felt like the momentum had switched completely on their side, and so we had the ball back, got close on a third down conversion, and then fourth and one, they call a timeout. We stuck with the call, and then really from there, offense took complete control of the game, and we didn't finish the game when we jumped back out and were in control offensively. I didn't think our defense responded. When you're a really good team, if your offense is going down and scoring really every time and every possession they got the ball, you've got to do your part defensively to equal that and to get the game over.
Well, let's talk about that segment with 9:16 to play in the second quarter. They had cut the deficit from 21-0 to 21-17. You convert on the fourth and one. The next play, Albert O from Drew Lock for 58 yards. Memphis gets the ball back. They throw a pick, and on the very next play, Drew Lock hits Jalen Knox for a 44-yard touchdown pass, and like that, it's 34-17. Four consecutive plays, big plays, that really stretched out the lead and ultimately put the game away.
That was, and our playmakers, they stepped up and were able to make plays. And there were a couple one-on-one matches we had that we liked the opportunity. If we could continue to line up the way that we were getting the same look. And Drew did a nice job delivering the ball, to set that up. Adam Sparks did, fundamentally was about as good as you can be on making the interception down on our sideline. And glad that he bounced back and played the way that he did yesterday. So Albert had a huge game. Still they continued at times. It was just a one-on-one matchup, and he ended up with great placement from Drew. He ended up making catches and runs after catch. Did a heck of a job.
Well, you had two 100-yard receivers in Albert Okwuegbunam. He had six receptions for 159 and three scores. Jalen Knox, five for 104 and a touchdown. Got to talk about Drew Lock's day because he bounced back after struggling in the previous three, 23 of 29, 350 and four touchdown passes.
I thought he was efficient. I thought he didn't, there's one time, one of the best plays he had was rolling to our sideline, and it wasn't there. And instead of forcing it in a situation when we didn't need to, he threw the ball out of bounds. And, the things he continues to make moves in the right direction. He was on it yesterday with his delivery. The calmness that he had in the pocket because the offensive line gave him time, but then also he was putting the ball on him on stride. And really, it was not a very good, just look at weather conditions. It was not a very good day. It wasn't an easy day to throw the ball. And he overcame that, did a nice job on leading our offense and our football team.
And Larry Rountree with a big 58-yard touchdown run, 59-yard touchdown run. He had three touchdowns on the day, nine carries, 118 yards on the day. There was a segment earlier in the game where he got caught from behind, and on that 59-yard run, he was not going to be caught from behind.
He did a nice job on running with great pad level. He finished all of his runs, and then he got in position on the one he scored on, Jalen Knox, who was really away from the play and then ended up getting back in the picture. And it wasn't a great block, but it was one that ended up probably springing him to get the last 20 yards. And he just kind of shielded the guy, and it was great effort by Jalen. Really good job blocking on the offensive line there to get him to the next level. And then Rountree did a nice job finding his way and getting it in there.
You're always looking for coaching points, and certainly there were several throughout the course of the game, but one big thing that sticks out, 12 penalties against your team for 122 yards, and in that comeback when they scored 17 unanswered points, penalties directly led to each of those scoring drives.
Yeah, that's really, really frustrating. And the things that the self-inflicted issues that we had with penalties, we haven't had anywhere close to that this
exactly.
year. So looking at the tape last night, and then again this morning, those will be addressed. And that you can't give a team 120 yards, and that's what we did. So, and some of those are at such critical times that will end up getting you beat. And we've you can't stand for it.
Well, you've got a big one coming up this weekend as Kentucky will come to town. after winning last night 14-7 in a close win against Vanderbilt. Just a thought on Mark Stoops' team.
Well, he's had time to build it into what they are today. And, you know, they're 6-1 and they'll be highly ranked. They've won every close game. You know, you feel like all of them are close. They've won them. And they're going to play sound. They'll be very aggressive. They'll run the ball. And then defensively, they're at the tops in just about every category in our conference on the way that they play. So, great challenge for us, but man, oh man, what a great opportunity.
Yeah, great opportunity at home, and you get to see a terrific running back in Benny Snell Jr., don't you?
Yeah, he's solid, and you look across the country on great backs. We've already faced some, but he's right up there in the conversation, if not the best one.
Yeah, I've got to ask you, you know, here we are a week out, and you still have plenty of time for this to unfold, but just a thought on Nate Brown and possibly Emmanuel Hall. Could they be back?
Yeah, I think we'll get Nate back. I really do. The way that he was running at the end of the week, he's getting so close. And then Emmanuel is going to be back in town today from his father's funeral, and we'll kind of assess that when he gets back.
Little thought on your team right now. 7 games in. You like the way they approached this week. You said that on multiple times throughout the course of the week prior to the game against Memphis. Do you kind of feel like they're taking strides in the right direction as you move into the second half of the season?
Yeah, absolutely. And they approached last week, and it's going to be the same thing this week. Is we've got to find a way to go 1-0 this week. And if you're looking behind or what has taken place the first 7 weeks of the season, then you're not moving yourself forward, and you can't look too far forward. So you got to be in the present, in the here and the now, and let's find a way to play our best ball on Saturday.
Thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate it. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Mike. See you soon.
That's Mizzou football coach Barry Odom, his team now 4-3. They return to SEC play coming up on Saturday, hosting Kentucky at 3 o'clock. Plenty of tickets available. Go online to MUTigers.com or call 1-800-CAT-PAWS. When we return after this message from Shelter Insurance, we'll preview Konzo Martin's second basketball season at Missouri. Coming up next on the Inside Mizzou Athletics Podcast.
Does this sound like you?
Or is this more like it?
Or maybe your inner biker sounds like...
No matter what motorcycle motor is music to your ears, Shelter Insurance has a policy that's music to your wallet.
Shelter insures your fun stuff. Motorcycles to riding mowers, ATVs to RVs, bikes to bass boats. If it rides, rolls, or floats, we can cover it. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Missouri basketball team will open its season coming up on November the 6th against Central Arkansas. Konzo Martin gets set for his second season at Mizzou. Here's my conversation with the Tigers head coach.
Well, when I say November 6th is less than 3 weeks away, what's your reaction?
We still have some time. I mean, again, excited for that date, but you really, you know, you always feel like you have stuff to do as a team, and I think we're further along this time of year as opposed to last year, but that's having returning guys that understand what we're trying to do. So, but it's still enough time for us to continue to get better and grow.
How much easier is it for you in year two as opposed to year one when you're not only teaching guys, but you're also teaching assistants the way you want it done?
I think it helps because of both of those things. The returning guys understand what we're trying to do, but also the staff understands who I am and what we're trying to do and what we implement as a team. And you always tweak certain things depending on your personnel. And I think for us, more so than last year, even though we put pounds of the ball inside, I think we had to do a tremendous job of getting the ball in and around the basket with our big guys. And we also feel like we have some guards and wings that can post up as well.
When you look at this team, and each team takes on its own individual identity, but through the work over the summer and then certainly here in the preseason, just give me an idea of what the identity of this team could be.
Well, I think you have a level of toughness, and I think our young guys, they have toughness to them, but they have to grow into it, and they have to see it in games and know what that really feels like and look like. But I like what I see in practice. And I think, but also a team that I think we'll be a better offensive rebounding team. We've been good rebounding teams, but I think we'll be a better offensive rebounding team because that's one of the things we emphasized throughout the summer because we felt like we could have an advantage because there might be times where you have three guys, you know, 6'8", 6'9", on the floor at the same time. So, but just, and I think they do a good job of playing together. But I think with experience, I think the level of toughness would always be there. But I think the toughness, but playing smart basketball.
The folks around the league didn't show you much love this week in the SEC media days. Do you use that as a tool of motivation, the fact that they picked you ninth?
I think as a coach, you show it to your guys, and I think what it says more than anything, how I would have took that as a basketball player is, I think they see Jonte Porter, but who else do they see? And I think so for me as a basketball player, I take a tremendous amount of pride in working on my craft and getting better. The things that we talk about to our players all the time as a staff, like when you're not in the gym, when it's not mandatory and you're not in the gym, that's a problem. You have to consume yourself with this. But, you know, I've never been a guy to get caught up in rankings because oftentimes those rankings are based on where they see you ranked in recruiting, not necessarily what you have returning. Because when you're talking returning, Mississippi State pretty much returns everybody. So they'll be one of the top teams. So I've never been a guy to get caught up in that because I understand how they vote and what they look for in voting. And Tennessee and Auburn showed you different last year.
Here's what you do know. This league's going to be really good again this year.
It'll be a tough league. And again, you're talking 8 NCAA tournament teams last season. First in the SEC history. Now it could be more this season. And it's one of those years, and I think that you can't look on the schedule and say, okay, I know we can get a win here. I know we can – let's chalk these up. I mean, whether you're at home or on the road, I mean, it's like our first home game is Tennessee, a top 10 team. So and I think that's the beauty of this league, and I think it's Greg Sankey and Dan have done a tremendous job in building the reputation of this league, and also with the SEC Network has made it a phenomenal league.
Yeah, visiting you're talking about Dan Leibovitz, of course, and Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, and the one thing that as a conference that not only those two people and the people in Birmingham, the people at the conference schools, they made basketball a priority, and they've gone out and hired really good coaches who have done a good job building their programs.
They've done a tremendous job in this league with the coaches, and not only the coaches coaching the game, recruiting quality student athletes, but you had 4 guys, I think, in the lottery from the SEC last season. So you're talking about a league that produces a plethora of players, you know, great environments, home environments. You look forward to it. I just think the league has done a phenomenal job in really working hard and trying to make themselves the premier program when it comes to college basketball.
People, when they look at your team, the concern begins with your guards. Are you concerned about your backcourt?
Only with the youth, but not talent, not at all. But you have to go through it, and nowadays you can't use youth as an excuse anymore. You hadn't done that in the last 5 or 6 years, so they have to be able to play the game. And I think with anything, you know, and John Wooden said it best, I mean, with young guys, they're young guys, and you have to be patient with them. And they don't lack talent. They don't lack confidence, but it's just a matter of going through it. And I think our big guys, our older guys, along with Jordan Geis, have to hold the fort down while those young guys learning and making those necessary adjustments.
Last year when you arrived, one of the guys that you said was in the gym every day and got up more shots than anybody else was Jordan Geis. So you know he likes to work and he's got that work ethic. Where have you seen improvements in his game, knowing the responsibility that now comes with the position that he plays?
Shooting, even though he shot a lot of shots last year and he made shots, but I think he's a better shooter now. But I also think his ability to come off ball screens and make decisions, he's been the most impressive guy in doing that throughout workouts up until this point. But just really seeing the floor. And you know how it is, oftentimes you hear people say the game is slowed down for a guy. And again, I'm not talking about he's an NBA player or anything like that, but he can see what's going on. He understands reads. He knows where guys are on the floor, and I think that helps you. But it's also the wisdom and the maturity of a guy.
What impressed you the most about the way Jonte handled things going through the process a year ago of putting his name in the draft, getting evaluations, then eventually making the decision that he's not ready for that?
I think having a plan. I mean, because I think we all know and we're aware of the fact that he would have been drafted in the first round. I think I'd have been shocked if not. But I think for him, understanding that where I want to be in this league, I want to be successful in the NBA, but also I don't want to shame in the NBDL, but I want to be able to play on the NBA team and stay on the NBA team. So the things that I need to do, and he got great feedback from NBA teams on the things he need to do in order to get on the floor, stay on the floor, and if barring any major injury, have a 10 or 15 year career on the NBA level, and not international, not NBDL. So he has a plan. He knows what he has to do to get that done.
So where have you seen his game take the next step?
Well, I think 2 areas. I mean, now Jonte last year, he was a big guy that can dribble the ball, but not, I would say, dribble the ball to make decisions and make plays. I mean, depending on who's guarding him. Now you can put a perimeter guy on him, a smaller guy, big guy. He can still make plays and make good decisions with pressure. I think the biggest growth in his game is his ability to post up. And now he's really using his body. And you can see the improvements even in his athleticism. And again, that goes back to the 8 weeks that he wasn't with the team in the summertime. But his athleticism, you can see it making plays, posting guys up. So I'd be hard-pressed to see teams switch on the ball screen with him, put a smaller guy on him.
There were times last year, he had a hard time finishing around the rim against bigger guys.
He did. And I don't think that'll be an issue at all.
How about Jeremiah?
It's really improved his game. And I think the biggest key, like I say with Jeremiah, the thing that he brings to the table that we love, his energy, his passion, his ability to talk, run the floor, be tough, be physical. Now, in practice, he's done a great job not fouling. Now, he's still a physical player. So, again, we talk as a staff, there's a fine line. You know, we do certain drills in practice. We'll say, okay, this drill here, Jeremiah starts out with 3 fouls, 4 fouls. So it keeps him locked in and keeps him focused. But you don't want to take away his aggressive nature and his spirit, because that's part of who he is. So there's a real balance in doing that. And sometimes we just tell him, man, if a guy has a layup, let him have it. Let him have it. But just and understand the angles of what you're trying to do. Now, here's a case where you can get a charge in this situation. Don't try to block this shot. But what Jeremiah, I think that what makes him good, but also gives me headaches, he embraces challenges. So if a guy's a talented guy, he's a physical guy, Jeremiah looks forward to that. He wants that environment. So, again, you take it with a grain of salt, because he's going to be who he is. But I think his game has improved. I think he's improved. He's really matured. He wants to be a good player. He's improved his perimeter shot. But I don't think that's who he is. And like I tell him, you open, shoot the ball. But I don't want him to get consumed with being a perimeter shooter, because I don't think that's who he is in 10 years down the road.
Of the young guys, the newcomers, if you will, who's captured your attention the most?
I would say Javon Pickett. I would say Javon. And that's not to say whether he'll be a starter, how many minutes he'll play, but just his ability to work hard. You know, Torrance Watson's a talented kid. Xavier Pence is a talented kid. Parker Brown has been a tremendous addition to our program. But I think Javon Pickett's ability to work hard and prepare himself in the gym, you know, 2 or 3 times a day, and at times we have to shut him down. But his work ethic has been fun to see.
KJ Santos broke a bone in his foot. Will he be ready for the season?
I think he'll be ready, but I doubt if he'll play, you know, at that time, because he's still out. But I think he'll be ready, but I doubt if he'll play.
Mitchell Smith had an off-the-court issue. How's he doing, and what's the strategy, I guess, moving forward with him?
He's fine. He's in the fold. He did what he needed to do. We didn't have a choice, but he's in the fold, and he's progressing very well.
Hey, man, it's great to see you. I'm ready. I don't know if you are. And I know you got a couple more weeks, but looking forward to it.
Thanks, Mike. I need those 3 weeks.
That's Mizzou head basketball coach Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. Our thanks to Chris Gervino, Drew Locke, Missouri football coach Barry Odom, and also Tigers hoops coach Konzo Martin. Thanks again for listening to this week's Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast, brought to you by Shelter Insurance.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics with Mike Kelly, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.